Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, guys.
Oh, are we doing the voice with, like, the sultry voice?
Yeah.
Kind of like mood lighting. It's the mood
voice. Thank you for getting my hint. Hey, guys.
Wow. I just found a new career
for me. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Live Kind.
We can't wait.
Can't wait for you to listen to us, to download us.
Isn't that every female's dream? I'm going to have a female call this female line and be like, talk about your feelings. I can't wait to hear
I can't
your
wait
stories
to listen
about
to me.
Yeah, your family and what happened with you and your girlfriend group. Just tell me all
Just
about
tell
it.
Me all, tell me all about
That's
it.
That's the dirty talk women want to hear, right?
That's right.
And then we're going to talk about your bra and your shoes for hours.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, we're coming to you from Traeger's. Opens at 4. The good old doghouse opens at 5 with the hot dogs and brats and all the nachos.
Oh, that's what we can talk about. Can we talk about that?
About what?
Our conversation Sunday. Can we please?
I don't know what you're referring to exactly, but okay. Which one? We had so many conversations. My birthday was a huge success, by the way. Thank you again.
It was a huge success. It was
so fun.
We're all still laughing because your pants fell off Sunday.
I had tearaway pants.
Breakaway, and you stood up and they just broke away.
They did. They Kelly Clarkson. Breakaway.
It was awesome.
No, it was good.
I was going to talk about the food conversation.
Oh, no, we can't do that. That's
I don't think
too
we
much,
can do that
dude.
One. Okay, that's too
that
much.
That was a Sunday after my birthday.
A Sunday.
It was Father's
everyone
Day.
Everyone hungover still drinking. It was Father's
it
Day.
It was Father's Day. Yeah, happy Father's Day, everybody. Last time I saw you here in Traeger's was playing trivia, which we were not great at.
We came in last place.
Not in my heart. I thought we were second to last.
No, yeah. I think we were.
And then I was middle of the pack. No, we were second to last. I can guarantee it.
I know my placement on the board was the, oh, bless her heart. Like, they didn't even have my name up there anymore.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that you had to charge your phone before any of it. So I was living on a prayer.
I was
dropping 2%,
Eves.
Like,
I was dropping Eves the best I could. I wanted everyone else to shut up unless they had the right answer. So I'm listening to, like, the table over me, and they're like, B. And the table
I've
behind
never
me
heard
is like,
anyone
B,
word that like that. Dropping Eves?
Yeah, it's eavesdropping.
I get it, but that's, I like that. I might steal that. That's good.
That's what it is.
It is
so
what
I was,
it is.
I was dropping Eves, doing the best I could, and did not do the best I could.
like, you did the best
But
you
why
could.
Is it Eves?
You did the best with
why
what
Why is it
you
called Eves?
I don't know. We should probably ask HR. She's on a plane currently coming back from
Wisconsin.
Well,
and Google's not here either. Google,
no.
Where are you, Google?
And we don't have a guest. It's just you and me, just raw dog and pod. You know what I mean? Just us.
That sounds terrible. Am I going to need lube for this? Let's go.
No, I forgot what it's like to just be with you alone. It's nice. I missed you,
Most
Carrie.
People go to therapy to forget those moments.
Nope. I paid extra to experience it, so... Cheers to you. I missed you.
Cheers to you. I missed you. I haven't seen you since Sunday when your pants fell off.
That's true. That was my parting gift. Bye, guys.
It was one of the parties that will go down in history books.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I want to talk about something.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, you know those moments in life when it's very clear why God has not answered a certain prayer or why something has not materialized? Have you had those moments? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
So all the times that I've said, oh, why can't I win the lottery? Why can't I be a millionaire? I know I've talked about winning the lottery on here before. Get off my mic. Thanks. But there's a definitive reason why I have not. Because if I was rich, I would be on the missing ship looking for the Titanic right now because I would have paid $250,000 to go look at the Titanic.
I probably would have too.
Yes, because I have...
So if you had that money, would you go see Mars or go to the moon? Would you do all that?
Oh, yeah,
that?
All SpaceX? The things. All the things. But I have always had... I've always had such, like, I think I died on the Titanic in my last life, if that's a thing. Because I've always been, like, drawn to it. When I was 8, I was, like, obsessed
I think that's
with
what
it.
Everyone... I mean, look at how many people are paying thousands and thousands. A lot of people are drawn
yeah,
to it. It's
they
not
are.
Just you.
Well, I was not the only one that died. Previously.
1500 estimate, right?
That's right. That's right. April.
1912?
April 15th, 1912. That's correct.
Go me.
Go you.
Wow. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there's a reason why I'm still poor, and it's because I'm not dead.
You do stupid shit.
I'm supposed to be alive. Yeah, well, and I'm notorious for, like, drinking and then making plans that are crazy. Like, I once agreed to go to a wedding in Utah for strangers that I did not know. And I am also queen of following through on things that I say. So it's kind of like dueling things.
You and I really are the yin to the yang.
Yeah.
I'll make promises even to people I know and some of my besties and still not go.
If it comes out my mouth, I'm doing it. Like, word is my bond, oh, oak, yeah. All that, that's me.
I have the best intentions. My follow-through is fail.
Well, and that doesn't make you any less of a person. Like, you're still a good person.
I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. This is what you get, folks.
But, yeah, I went, and I'm getting better at it, but if it comes out of my mouth, I'm doing it. Like, oh, you want to go to the gym at 4 a.m.? And it's like, really?
I've been asking you to go work out with me for months.
Yeah, and I've told you exactly what I'm doing. I haven't said yes. I said I can do it Thursday, and you call me lame. So,
okay, well, working out one day a week isn't working out. That's leisurely.
I understand that, but I'm a busy lady this week. It's the summer, okay? That has nothing to do with my work or anything, but it's the summer. And the weather, you know. And I've only used my kayak one time. Yeah. I'm upset about it, too. Anyway, but point being is, I'm not supposed to be rich because I'd be dead. That's all.
Oh, if I was rich, I'd be in prison. I don't think I would be dead.
You'd be in prison, and that was
but I would be
for some reason of why you're rich. Okay, so you're saying
illegals.
Well,
because I would be tempted to break a lot of laws.
Really? You'd be entitled.
Shit, yeah.
Huh. I don't think I'd do anything nefarious more than I already do. So... I don't think it would add to it any. You would, really?
Shit, yeah.
Oh, like
I'd
what?
I'd push every limit I could.
Like what?
Well, I already do. When people tell me no, I hear, do it.
Aside from, like, speeding in my Ferrari.
Because half the time I don't do... Whoa. Your back door just opened.
That scared the crap out of me. Here at Traeger's, they have a garage door type thing behind me.
Can we take a picture of her without her back door?
That was scary.
Here,
what
I'll
time
do
is it? Does that happen every day at 4:45?
This is Alicia without her back
anyway.
Door.
Back to it. Look at the weather. It's perfect. It's perfect.
I think it's cute. Wow.
But
I look like shit. Maybe that's what I would do with my $1 million. Full makeover.
Really?
Like all the plastic surgery. I don't think I would. So you know, like they always hear like it kind of goes along the theory of the little old lady who swallowed a fly. And you can hear, like, you hear about that with medication.
One more time.
What?
Slower. What?
The whole theory of the little old lady who swallowed the fly.
I've never heard this.
Oh, well, you know the book.
No.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
David, have you heard of this book?
No.
What? Can we call it someone?
Be inclusive. Tell us about this book. Please.
You really...
No, I don't know what you're saying. Talking about some lady out here swallowing insects. I don't know. I've swallowed a fly before, not on purpose, but... You're looking it up right now? What are you doing? Oh, okay. I thought you were Googling something.
Okay, so it's like a children's book.
Okay.
Like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right? So a little old lady who swallowed a fly... Then she swallowed the cat to catch the fly, and then she swallowed the dog to catch the cat to catch the fly.
Oh, there we go. So,
it goes back to that. Okay. The fairy tale story tell little old lady who swallowed a fly. You know what that is, right? Jeez, I'm the only person.
I don't know it by name, but I know it when you said
but
that, like,
limerick.
How do
you guys not know this? Really?
Okay.
I know now that you...
Yeah, but I didn't know it by name like that. So, are you done judging us? Continue.
Okay, so they also say like it's a thing, and there's right. There's a great documentary on Netflix, and it goes along with medications, and so it goes back with that plastic surgery I was talking about. So you get like I'm just gonna get Botox this time. That's the fly, right? And then you're gonna get something up here because the Botox.
So you're talking about it being a gateway.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then, like, you're going to take this pill for your ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ADD is going to cause insomnia, so you take a pill for that. And then the insomnia is going to cause high blood pressure, so you take a pill for that. And I feel like that's the same thing with plastic surgery. So I feel like if I were to go there once, I would be, like, swallowing the bigger thing each time, right? Because I would take this for this and this for this. The Botox would cause these marks
of busted
veins. I
thought you already got Botox.
I've never had Botox.
Oh, just Jessica?
Did you just throw names out? No, I've never gotten Botox. I get lasered and I had the...
Lasered.
I get lasered. But I also have sunspots like a mother. And then little skin cancer thingy that had to get whacked off looks like a little tiny.
You're supposed to start Botox younger. Because
I don't think
it's
you're supposed
preventative.
To do it at
well,
all.
I understand that. But they say it's preventative. So if you're younger and you put it in, then you won't, you know what I mean? Like, you won't
but
develop.
See, like, isn't like one vial this vacation? Vacation?
Woo!
This appointment.
I've got
two
a vacation
vials.
With my doctor.
He's paying for it. Or is she? I'm open minded.
My insurance is paying for it. What kind of insurance you got, girl?
Well, some insurance will pay for Botox because I heard it's great for
vacations,
migraines.
Though? Probably
not.
Not
so much.
Not so much.
No.
Yeah.
Putting out pays for vacations, really. Really?
Oh. No wonder I've been stuck here forever.
Like, I traveled to Aztec, folks. This is
I held someone's hand and went to Flora Vista. Woo!
It's extended my sex life.
Sticks.
Sticks.
Oh, gracious.
But would you vial up each time? Like, if this one, your first appointment was one vial, second one, two vials, would you get so into the plastic surgery and body modification stuff that you can't just stop there?
Well,
maybe plastic surgery
line, man.
Goes
there's
hand in hand with piercings and tattoos and all the other things.
Well,
I don't know.
And then comes
and
in, like, addictive
own.
Personalities and all of that, body dysmorphia, like, all of that. Like, there's a lot, but do I think that better living through science?
It's a little lady fly kind of effect?
There's a theory on that.
I don't think
it has
that.
To be like that. I think...
You think someone could just have one plastic surgery and stop?
Yes. You don't.
I don't know.
Oh.
I've never had one.
If you've had plastic surgery and you haven't stopped, please email us.
Can someone please chime in about how many plastic surgeries until you're satisfied?
Yeah, I've never had anything.
If you could afford a plastic surgery, what would you get?
Liposuction. Bottom line.
Really?
Yes. You know how much cortisol I carry in the middle? It's probably the beer. Never mind.
Oh, we like beer. I like pasta.
You like pasta.
I think I would,
like
I, think I would get lips. I don't.
You'd get in. I don't think. Is that plastic surgery?
I don't know.
No.
Because when they
not.
Do the filler, it just looks like you're puckering up for something. But I don't want to look puckered. I want to look like I have lips.
You don't want to look puckered.
Because I don't have any lips.
Yeah.
Because whenever I do like a kissy
you and
face,
Nicole.
It
yeah.
just looks like a butthole. This goes back to that one episode of buttholes, but. Yeah, my kissy face is not nearly like sexy or attractive, but there, my good God.
It's like beaks.
No, because yeah. I've never had a filler. I just don't have lips.
You should try it.
Then it would be all out here.
I
wish
mean,
that people could
it goes
that.
Away. It goes away. Like, you can do lip injections and they fade. I'm going to do it. Is that what you want for your birthday? Because I'm getting you that for your birthday.
I'm going to fucking casino again. I want to win
oh,
money.
Speaking of,
yes.
After I dropped Jessica off at the airport Monday,
uh-huh.
I went to the casino because it was my mom's birthday.
Without
and
me?
And my mom loved the casino.
Oh, that was your mom's birthday.
Yeah, okay. And I was going to go to just the one here, but I went to
the birthday
Ignacio.
Casino.
Woo! Yeah, and I won like $700.
Are you serious?
Yes, and it wasn't even on roulette because their tables weren't
what
open.
What did you do?
I alternated. I went from pennies for my mom, and then I'd go to dollars for my dad. Pennies, dollars, and I alternated. I was there for 4.5 hours, and I won $700. It was awesome.
God. So every year on my birthday, we go to the casino in Ignacio, and everyone just, because they have Lazy River, bowling, putt-putt, bunch of restaurants, bars, gambling, and it's fairly good price for a room with everything you need right there. I won 60, and what did you win last time, 600?
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
A toddler hit on me.
Yeah, it was a good day. I think I was harnessing my inner mother, though. My mom and dad were like, yeah.
I want to go again.
I do, too. I think it'd be fun.
Can we just like go gambling once every 6 weeks? I don't have a job.
I've heard gambling is also a gateway, so let's be careful.
Oh, okay, so
so
body modification, plastic surgery, gambling.
What have you been up to, Carrie? Well, I've been getting plastic surgery and gambling.
I've been gambling
and breaking
to
all
afford,
the laws.
I've been gambling I also, to afford my next
I'm going to look
surgery,
at the Titanic next week.
Just
so
I can have some lips so I can be like Prince Bale. Key is.
Oh, goodness gracious. No,
at all?
No, we're not doing that. Mm-mm. But how is everything else going for you? Good?
Well, I still don't have a job. Kind of don't think I want one. But
it's overrated.
It really kind of is. Everyone's like, you need a job. I need a job, Mal. Do I, though? And then I'm like, yes, you need
yeah.
a job.
You know, being with someone who's a teacher and, like, them having the whole summer off has been a trip. It's been different, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's
being part of the teacher world is completely good. We don't know what day of the week it is.
It's totally different. Yeah.
Everyone's, because you get disappointed with your friends like you. Not that you disappoint me, that sounded terribly. When you're like, hey, let's go to lunch, let's do this. And you're like, I'm at work, I'm all, because you just assume that everyone else in the world is off.
Yeah, that might just be a you thing, though.
Oh. You want to say you're disappointed in me? I'm going to give it right back to you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
no, it's just weird. Like, everyone.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of weddings and bachelorettes and all kinds of stuff coming up. So, mostly weddings, but I am officiating a friend of mine's wedding. So, I have to.
Oh, did you get it online?
I have actually married eight couples. So, this will be my ninth. I did get it online originally. Lacey and Mike. I married them. They were my very first. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
My brother was going to do that and it didn't. He didn't finish it.
And when I originally did it, I wasn't planning on doing any more after that. But then, you know, asked.
Everyone found out.
I don't know what I'm going to say. No. Like, no. That's not going to happen. But.
No, go to hell.
Yeah.
Find your own. I'll be the person in the bush all after two divorces. Don't do it, man.
Go to
run.
The court.
Run now. It's not worth it.
I actually...
Get ready for therapy.
One of my friends, which shall not be named...
Do
okay,
I know
I'll
this
tell
friend?
The story. No, probably, yeah. showed up, and we were all ready. Waiting. Left her at the altar. I've experienced that, and I felt so bad for her, but wow. It wasn't meant to be. So, but I was supposed to officiate that. So I guess 8.5? Does that count? I don't know. I was fully
pinch.
Prepared.
Eight and a maybe?
Eight and a pinch?
Eight and a maybe?
Eight and a... Yeah, but
I
actually married the first gay couple in San Juan County.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was on Twitter, and there was a video, and I was chewing gum because I didn't know. I was at work, and they came in, and they were like,
chew
hey,
gum
you,
on Twitter?
Can you, because the paper was there, and they took a video. Can you come do this? And so we went into Orchard, or the... what's the park on Main?
Orchard Park.
Is it? I nailed it. I felt weird. I thought I was wrong. Orchard Park. We went to Orchard Park, and I did it, and I was chewing gum, and I was like, oh, my gosh, my mom's going to kill me. She's going to see this video pop up and be like, ah! Her only thing was, you should have spit the gum out of your mouth. I'm all, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. But I wasn't thinking like that. I was like, it was a rush.
Like, just get through the moment?
Yeah, just get through the moment. But yeah, if you look that up, that was me. My claim to fame.
Wow.
And I'm about it. Happy Pride, everyone.
How long ago? When did New Mexico legalize that?
That would have been in... Gosh, you would ask something like that, wouldn't you? I don't know.
This is why we didn't win trivia right here.
2011?
She didn't know shit.
Yeah. Worst ever. So, but yeah, that was.
When are we gonna do another trivia thing? Because aren't we supposed to go against male encounters and whoop their ass?
Yeah. Maybe a different category. I don't know. I felt strongly about that till I didn't, and I didn't.
I thought you guys were gonna be able to hold the team.
We didn't do so bad. Those people were impressive. Everyone that showed up that night was very impressive. Honestly.
Really?
Yes. You're not impressed by those people?
I didn't even know what the words coming out of people there. I'm like,
then
a who and a who?
You do not have the context to be impressed. Understood. Got
it. I just kind of sat there.
I know. I've never heard you so quiet. You didn't say one word for 30 minutes. It was awesome.
Coughed?
I will come back for that. I will come back just for that.
Wow. Do I talk that much?
You didn't say one word for 30 minutes. It was cool as shit. I'm just teasing you. You're fine.
Dave, do I talk that much? Son of a bitch.
Well, nah, you're all right. You're a good one. You're all right.
In small doses.
Yeah.
Kind of like a sunburn.
Ask somebody. I would say, yeah, probably.
You've never heard that before? You're 39. Of course you've heard that before.
Not 39. I'm 29. Get your shit together.
Oh, my bad. Was doing a compliment. Wasn't good enough. Okay.
Well, I was going to say more, but apparently I talked too much.
Oh, hey! Oh, hey.
Well, that's not going to be conducive for a podcast if you're going to get all butthurt right now.
Let's just talk about... Let's just hear you talk. I'm just kidding.
I think when I talk about quality stuff, don't I? Kind of sort of...
You actually have gotten a lot better.
At talking about quality stuff?
Yes.
What did I talk about before? Non-quality stuff?
Yes.
Like the texture of my biscuit or something?
Yes. Round-arounds and shit like that. And I don't want to go down that road anymore.
Round-arounds. That is a solid conversation. You and I were talking about penis-shaped food sundae. How is that any different than round-arounds?
We're not on a podcast. Also,
Nancy, do I talk too much? Just say no. Just say no. You don't really loud.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's my girl right there.
She also said she didn't know.
No.
Yeah, that's your girl right there.
No.
It's
bullshit.
You're fine. All I know is on Sunday, I was ready to dig my own hole in the ground and climb into it. So any conversation.
You were in not rough shape.
I was. That is birthday. It was birthday weekend. And, you know, it's my birthday, then my sister's birthday, and then my mom's birthday, and
busy
Father's
week.
Day, and yeah, all the good stuff. So, yeah, it's good. Anyway,
well, that
else?
Makes for a bunch of birthdays. Very
it does
close
make
together.
For a bunch of birthdays. So, it's a good time. What else you got planned this summer? I'm marrying people. What are you doing?
Not marrying people. That's gonna be a firm fuck no. Well, unless I go off that, I need a whole lot of money for plastic surgery. Find a sugar daddy that's deaf because apparently I talk too much.
That's like my dream next husband, huh?
DeafSugarDaddies.com.
Oh, I think you're into it.
I'm gonna learn some sign language or some thigh language.
Oh. Something like that,
it's
right?
It's good to have goals, Carrie.
What?
You're not going to the lake? You're not doing anything?
I want to go to the lake. I want to kayak. Yeah, I want to.
Cool. The lake is really nice. It's really high. Thank God we had a wet
it's really
season
hot.
Finally. It is hot.
I want to go to Colorado Springs. I don't know that I want to do all kinds of things, but I don't have a job. It makes it really hard to afford things.
That's true. We're going to Denver for the 4th, so.
See, and I want to go, well, not
Do you
Denver,
like fireworks? I'm actually a pyro.
After I pee the first few times, I'm into it. But I have to get the initial pss, pss, out of the way, because the first few pew, pew, I always pee, so then I get warmed up to it. And I want to go up there, because my sister's in Colorado Springs, and I have a homie in Fort Collins, so I want to bounce around that whole Denver area.
Okay.
And go between those homies, and I don't know when I'm going to go there.
Fireworks make you pee?
Loud noises.
Oh.
Like, if you were to cough or sneeze right now, you'd call me Puddles. What up?
Have you spoken to your doctor about your
my issues?
Irritable bladder?
No, it has nothing to do with my bladder. I just reproduce like a rabbit, and I've had 4 kids, and it's not what it used to
Kegels,
be.
Kegels, bro.
Well, we also talked about this on Sunday.
Yeah, we did. Kegels. You gotta get back.
Kegels of all the orifices or orifi.
Orifi, yeah.
Well, what is plural of orifice?
I don't know. HR is not here.
Orifi. We don't have Google or HR.
Yeah, we're flying solo. I told you.
Can we give them their first write-up?
For no call, no show?
Yeah. Absenteeism? Absenteeism? Is that how you say that? Absenteeism? Did I say that right?
I think so.
I think I had an extra absent.
You're
not here.
That's what that's called. They ain't here. Can't say here. Absenteeism. Yeah.
Absentism.
That word only makes me think of absent. Have you ever
well, because that's part
tried
of the word of it.
Absent.
Abstinence?
I know the answer to that.
No, so have absence, you, I'm the queen of absence because I never show up to my friends' places or work when I'm supposed to be.
Have you ever tried absinthe?
Absinthe?
The shot, the drink, absinthe.
No, with the TH, like a th.
Yes.
Like a
that's correct. It is
like a Mike Tyson
a trip.
Drink.
I tried it like 12 years ago. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
It's liquor that has like I don't know what's in it, but it makes you borderline hallucinate a little bit.
Oh, that would be a terrible place to put me.
Oh.
I'd be pulling my pubic hair out talking to monkeys and be like, the monkeys and it'd be terrible.
It's not that heavy, dude.
I just went a little extra.
I'm not A little bit. I'm not trying to like drop tabs on you. I ain't doing that. Aww. It's a drink. It's green and it like glows almost. It's really interesting. So I like I said, I had it 12 years ago in Albuquerque and it was really good.
Yeah, I won't do that. I think I caught myself not saying something. Did you see that on my face? I was like, I think, and then I was like, I think I'm gonna shut the hell up.
Okay.
Self-control.
It is. I can't high-five you because I don't know what it was. I can't censor things, A, because I don't know what you're about to say, and B, it might have been good. Who knows? I'll take the chance of it not. It's fine.
God. Hallucinogenics, that's so 20-year-old stuff, isn't it?
No.
For reals?
Yes. You haven't heard of all the things that they're, like, experimenting with?
Like microdosing and stuff?
Yes.
What's the point if it's microdosing? Like, why not go big or go home? Like, what's the point? Unless they're saying it's medicinal something or other?
Yes. And they're doing trials with ketamine, like, in small doses.
What's ketamine?
I'm not a chemist.
A chemist, a pharmaceutical analysis referencer.
I'm not any of those things. I'm not a chemist. But I know that they're, like, doing tests for depression and stuff. So all I know is microdosing. I'm for it. If anyone was to ask me, I'm for it.
Do we have any volunteers for donations to test it? We will be your testers. Primarily, she will be your testers.
You're afraid of it or what? Okay.
I'm not afraid of it. I think I'd have to overthink it. I kind of overthink
things. Psilocybin? I don't know how you say that word.
Who?
I don't know how you say that word, but it's legal in Denver.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, cool. anyway.
Like maybe you're already tripping. I don't know.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying microdosing has its purpose, and I'm for it. Yeah, that's it. End of story.
Okay.
End of story.
Well, doesn't everything has its purpose?
Time and a place, I'm sure. Time and a place.
This is true. This is true.
Have you been doing yard work?
Because I'm sunburnt.
When we talk about plants, let's go back to your elk or your deer feeding plants at your house.
They're not feeding the deer. I'm going to fight them. But so I got cameras.
You're going to fight a deer?
I'm going to fight a deer. But I think before the deer, I've got to fight the raccoons because I see them on cameras. And I have a mirror on my front porch because I have mirrors everywhere and I really like my mirrors. Every night, middle of the night, he comes to my porch and checks himself out in the mirror, and I have it on video, and it's kind of cute.
I want to see that.
I will.
You have it on video, like you can put it on your phone and put it on our page?
Absolutely, I can.
I want to see it.
This raccoon, more
have
than
you
one
named
occasion.
Him?
Soon to be dead? No.
You're
no.
going to kill him?
Well, if he touches any of it, because I don't know really, so that's why I put the camera on that side, because I don't know if it's the deer or the raccoons or the combination thereof.
You're going to kill this vain raccoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, can I sponsor him to keep him alive?
Sure.
Okay. Can I also name him?
Yeah. Well, let's. Okay. I'll show you some videos. I will put the videos on for the podcast thing, and we can maybe have everyone vote on a name
a
for
name?
My very vain raccoon.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, though.
In my head, it's a boy, and that's
I think
probably,
it is too.
Yeah. It's probably just. Don't look into that. But it's probably a boy.
Okay.
I'm thinking something that starts with a V just because it goes with Vane. Yeah.
Like Vince.
Victor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Vince.
We'll see.
Victor. Vainy. Yeah.
Why can we only think of two names that start with a V for men?
Valance.
Valance is a curtain thingy. What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Male names that start with a V. Victor, Vance, Vince.
Vortex. I named my son Vortex. No, you never hear that. You're right.
Villanova is a sport, I think. No,
Villanova
it's a team.
Is a team
for sports.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania. And go Wildcats.
There's got to be more names for men that start with a V than what we can think of. We suck. This is why we failed at Marvel. That's it. I'm calling it a day. I'm done because I suck.
Well, do you have anything else you'd like to say other than you suck? Or would you like to
I
end
just want
on
someone
that?
To name the damn raccoon.
All right.
Can we name this show Name the Raccoon?
We can name the show whatever you want.
As long as it starts with a V. As long as it starts with a V.
Felk starts with an F.
Female encounters of the live kind.
We can't name a raccoon that. That's way too complicated for a raccoon name. What the hell's wrong with you?
It's Felk.
Oh, Felker. Oh, Felker needs to stay off my
That's
patio.
It for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your cleaner underwear.